Hey, everybody, Josh Searson of World Alternative Media here, and there is breaking news today as we see a massive ship crash into a bridge in Baltimore, a bridge I've driven across before, actually, and most people who've been in Baltimore have. This is a crazy story that is starting up here. And again, this is clearly a cyber attack, clearly a false flag. We'll get into why. And also in this video today, I also want to talk a little bit about where this is leading, because there is an overall agenda at play today, my friends, that involves, you know, utilizing these cyber attacks and false flags in order to scare us or force us into, one, destroying the grid, two, depending on a new version of the grid, which is coming to a place near you soon. Absolutely crazy images. Several dead, allegedly. A lot of cars were on this bridge at the time. It was early in the morning that this happened. And I wanted to go over some of the examples of how this this obvious false flag attack is going to affect us, and the evidence that it is indeed, of course, a false flag attack, which we have to get into as well. Port of Baltimore paralyzed after container ship strike collapses bridge. Also, you know, there's recent news on 15 Minute Cities and how this all correlates. So we'll get into that and more right away, my friends. Before we do, I urge people to go and check those links below. We have heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of these products. Again, you get 5% off, and this is one of the best deals you can do, you can get right now, especially considering inflation, especially considering the risk to the food supply, especially considering the Great Reset. The whole purpose is to destroy the food supply and the energy supply to get you on your knees to a CBDC in a 15-minute city with carbon credits and social credits, giving you ration food that is likely to poison you. This is a leg up. This is a way out. And also, again, that's heavensharvest.com, code WAM, W-A-M. But there's also other options like Wild Pastures. If you want to help save the farmers and save your health as far as meat goes now, if you go there, you get 20% off your life plus $15 off your first box. 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood, all raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door. No mRNA, no you know, pesticides, no GMOs or anything like that. So you're helping the farmers. You're helping yourself. You're saving money versus inflation. And again, it's one of the best deals out there. So I urge people to go and check that out in the description below. Again, that's Wild Pastures. Now, let's get into this. So this massive crash that happened this morning in Baltimore is absolutely nothing short of shocking. Many of you, if you've been in Baltimore before, have driven on this bridge before. And of course, you know, as we see more updates on this, they continue to claim that it was an accident. An accident, really? Well, what if we have a whole plethora of information on this Francis Scott Key Bridge that and this boat that crashed into it that proves that it was indeed a false flag? Well, we do. I want to go into this a little bit. So this, you know, Andrew Tate shared this earlier. I had the same idea. You know, it's quite clear when you look at the footage that right before the ship hits the bridge, its lights go off, which is something that happens a lot when you have a cyber attack. It's destroyed its it's taken control of its navigation, destroyed all electrical output, and suddenly the boat turns dramatically and crashes into the bridge, which you will see in just a moment here. As you see cars driving over, just to show how small the cars are in comparison to these ships, this is like having a skyscraper essentially crash into a bridge. I mean, it's a huge, huge, huge boat, extremely heavy with a ton of power. These guys go all over the ocean, and right around here, we see it collide with the bridge in question, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and boom, sudden movement hits it, and down the bridge goes. Absolutely insane and tragic too. I mean, there's people on the boat, there's people on the bridge. It's unbelievably terrifying. Imagine being in that situation that all those people are indeed in. And especially imagine you're just driving at night, you're going home somewhere, going maybe to work in early in the morning, whatever it might be. And you're driving across this massive, massive bridge that it's not that even that old of a bridge. But again, this is signatory to the collapse of, you know, infrastructure in places throughout North America in general. It's obviously a really big issue, and this is symbolic, if anything, But then, you know, you're driving and the whole road gives way below and the whole massive bridge structure comes crashing down. Jimmy from Bright Insight also noticed the obvious anomaly, which is that, you know, suddenly the lights go down. He says, "Look closely, the ship's lights go out." And then it turns directly into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. This appears intentional. I speculate a remote cyber attack, otherwise a catastrophic malfunction. Because, yeah, and you know, a lot of people have mentioned every single day boats have cyber attacks on them. It's common, but of this scale, we have not seen anytime recently, anyway. Not that I know of. You can write below if you know of any examples of this, but look at the path of this boat. So they say the ship lost power, but usually when a ship loses power, you'd think it would just go continue floating in the trajectory that it was, not make a sudden turn, which we see here in this line of where it was sailing. So you could see it going straight, 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 making normal turns, and then boom, suddenly a sharp turn into the foundation of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That seems signatory to me of an actual attack. I mean, when I first saw the video this morning, when I first saw the first, you know, security footage anyway, of the bridge collapse, I said, this doesn't look right. And of course, people could say it's a distraction from the you know, P. Diddy story. It's a distraction from the Assange story today, which I plan on hitting on all those stories in one day because there's a lot going on. I think this is actually more than just a distraction from those issues. I think that this is very likely just a testing a little test, a little tester, a taster, whatever you want to call it, for the cyber attacks to come because they have to bring down the old grid in order to bring in the new one. And they have to soft run it first. And I believe that's a major part of what we see happening. Remember, this is happening as we see just absolute destruction of supply chains across the board. Cocoa hyperinflation strikes before Easter. Prices surge to new record high due to a massive shortage and shipping issues, which again, this bridge and the ship that crashed into it both are hugely involved in this. The export import industry, obviously, that's what they're there for. Dominoes falling as Biden administration deals with twin energy crisis in Russia and the Middle East. So we have, you know, the gasoline problem, the oil problem, the petrol problem that leads to, of course, lack of supplies getting from point A to point B. And if they do, the prices increase, but there's less of them. So you have scarcity, which causes a really big pain in the, you know what, for the market. And of course, we have, you know, these insane zealots in the climate movement saying things like this: restricting freedoms may be necessary to fight climate change, says the German Ethics Council. You know, I want to bring up a bunch of this stuff right now. It may as well. This all correlates with what Wall Street Silver wrote here. Just in, they're putting up facial recognition cameras in UK neighborhoods, and if you walk past it with your phone, it takes your IP address. And this is the rollout of the 15-minute cities, which they have to destroy the grid and the supply chain and the food supply in order to do. And then they just happen to be rolling out their new world reserve currency at BRICS this year. They're just rolling out every CBDC at the same time, 15-minute city, you know, ULEZ and all these other things at the same time as we see the supply chain collapse, at the same time as we see the economy collapse. So they could just literally replace the old system with a new one. Seems rather odd, don't you think? I think most people recognize this. This is insanely tyrannical. This is exactly what people better get prepared for if they want to survive the Great Reset, which, as Klaus Schwab says himself, the Great Reset is modeled after China, which was propped up by the US in the first place. So this isn't this guy versus that guy. It's both sides, and they're all aiding each other, aiding and abetting. London, this man has been fined £90 for covering his face as he passed a facial recognition camera. The police immediately stopped him and took his photo anyway. "I've done nothing wrong. You have no need to worry." I mean, imagine you're just walking down the street, you cover your face because the cameras are trying to take photos of you because you were walking down the street, strictly just that. And what he did was he puts this up over his face, his shirt up over his face, because he doesn't like being tracked and traced. And the police arrest him and force him to be photographed. I mean, this is coming to a place near you soon. This is what I've been reporting on in Oxford. Last year, I was there for 3+ weeks. reporting on the 50 Minute Cities in order to build my documentary on 50 Minute Cities, which, by the way, if you want, you can go and help support us at that gogetfunding.com campaign for that documentary. It's very, very expensive. We've gone bankrupt already doing it, and we're going back to do more work on it as this now elapses, because voila, right said Fred, you know, the band on Twitter says, Oxfordshire County Council pass climate lockdown trial to begin. Residents will be confined to their local neighborhood and have to ask the council's permission to leave. This is what I have been warning of. This is what I've been documenting. And this is another reason why that documentary isn't out yet, because I wanted to make sure I get the whole picture here. And it involves a history of technocracy, the history of the climate scam, the present you know, tyrannies, and the future Logan's Run type scenarios that they're building here. And the reason I bring this up in regards to the bridge attack, in my opinion, well, I'll get to that like right at the end of this video. I think it's important. It all correlates. And speaking of correlation, look what they're doing in China. This is, again, coming to a place near you soon. The 15-minute city started there with zero COVID policies, and now they have this. Chinese government destroyed the road in this village to force farmers to abandon their properties and buy high-rise apartments in ghost cities, aka 15-minute cities. They are going after farmers everywhere, my friends. And of course, China is one of the main targets for this, because it is a testing ground for this global technocracy. They're ripping up the roads and just destroying the infrastructure to force people to leave and force farmers to leave. It's absolutely disgusting. Though there are people standing up, we just got this yesterday, massive protests in London against the attacks on farmers. So we're seeing people rise up against the climate scam nonsense and the Great Reset. So it's good to see so many tractors come out into the streets by the Houses of Parliament with, you know, their fists raised, demanding an end to this insane agenda to starve people out so that everyone's forced into 15-minute cities. Again, when I see what I just saw here with this Baltimore bridge, I see the same agenda. First, supply chain. Second, energy grid. Third, just general infrastructure. Fourth, cyber attacks. Fifth, it's a false flag. I mean, that's what they're utilizing. And they create fear. They create chaos. So even the people that don't believe in the fear know that now there's a huge problem with the supply chain. Now there's a huge risk with the grid. And they know that while it might be a false flag, the establishment wins in a lot of ways, because they know that, oh, well, these people aren't preparing. They're just scared, and they'll go along with the rations of food. They'll go along with the CBDCs. They'll go along with the restrictions on their freedoms in 15-minute cities, etc., which, again, they already have carbon credits on bank accounts in most countries in the world. They're just not mandated yet. But in some places, they are, actually, in parts of Africa. And people are already being turned away from their banks, their farmers, if they eat too much meat, if they use too much fuel. They've banned short-haul flights in France. They've gone after the food supply as far as farmers go everywhere across the board, Netherlands, Ireland, I mean, you name it. And of course, they are causing a world war at the same time, also based on false flags on all angles of that, in order to cause chaos. And with chaos comes order. And you see the collapse of the supply chain, the food supply, the energy grid, all of the above, the property market. So you will own nothing. This is all part of the same agenda. So people will say, oh, you're getting too ahead of yourself when you talk. Well, as many of you may relate, when you see something like what we saw today in Baltimore happen in the news, it sets off a few alarms in your head. It's not just a tragic accident. I don't think the guy driving the boat had anything to do with it. I think it was legitimately a cyber attack. And I don't know why the government insists on calling it an accident. No one could possibly be that stupid to think that's an accident. But on top of that, it's that, like, it's not just, some Chinese guys got into it and hacked it. No, I'm thinking it's likely the government itself did it. And as they often do, as part of the intelligence apparatus, they utilize these crises in order to push people into these new so-called normals. I hate to even say that term. That is what I think happened here. And that is what I think is going to continue to happen. I said at the beginning of the year, my January 1st video, looking forward at all of 2024, I said there would be massive false flags throughout Europe and in the United States. And I think that this correlates with it, as well as, Project Bluebeam and potential solar flares. They're going to call it a solar flare, but it's going to be some kind of EMP attack from, of course, in the hands of the state. That is a very real and present danger, and it's not about fear and not about getting on your knees, because that is what they want. This is about actually having tools to not end up on your knees and not end up feeling dependent and not end up feeling afraid. You don't have to feel afraid. There's so many ways to get around this. So I wanted to report on this today and then give some people some solutions, because as always, you know, we have all this noise in the media and in the mainstream alternative media as well, on both sides of it, that just do not give you the right answer. They tell you to be afraid on both sides, and they misdirect you from the truth. The truth is that God put freedom on our shoulders. We are responsible for ourselves here. The basis of humanity is self-responsibility, individualism, freedom. They're synonymous. And that means it's your choice to do something about this while they attack the grid, while they attack the internet. Of course, we could see internet shutdowns in the future, which then they'll replace it with a new version of the internet. How convenient. What are people doing about it? What are people doing about the grid problems? What are people doing about the food problems? So that is why I always shout from mountaintops, for the love of God, my friends, do something about this. We have options linked in the description. We have heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off. Of course, you get free shipping in the United States. This is a very, very, very good option for those of you that are worried. Because, I mean, one of the main ways they keep you hostage is with food. And if you have the food, you can't get into those ration lines eating that mRNA food and Bill Gates bug, slurry or whatever the hell they're giving you based on a carbon credit score, based on a CBDC. This is a way around that. This is a way to be prepared. We also have Wild Pastures, as I mentioned earlier, where you can get 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box. 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. You're saving the farmers by doing this. And we do see an uprising, but the number one uprising is when you start supporting those farmers directly, family farms. Again, no mRNA in this food, no GMOs, no Bill Gates, nefarious stuff or poison. And of course, you're saving money versus inflation. So you're killing many birds with one stone. Speaking of that, make sure to go and check out our link in the description. It has to be our link, firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult/, and book a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez. Make sure it's Mark Gonzalez. We've had him on our show. He's a friend. He's an amazing guy. You get a complimentary investor package. You can buy physical gold and silver there. You can get, of course, physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, etc. Put in the comments when you sign up that you found them through World Alternative Media or WAM. Make sure to do that. But this is a way so you don't end up dependent on CBDCs. This is an incredibly, incredibly important in the face of everything we're seeing today, my friends. So those are options. As far as the grid, again, we have Lion Energy, where you can get batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. So you aren't dependent on the government grid, which they intend to shut down in order to force you into their new system. This is a way to get around that. You save money and you get free shipping if you use our link. We also, of course, have madtravnutrition.com, where you could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and get 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. There's Manuka honey. There's mushroom tinctures. Very important stuff. I urge people to go and check that link in the description. And of course, as always, my friends, make sure to go and check out rncstore.com. Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you'll save some money on this. Again, this is linked in the description. And of course, we just recently interviewed John Richardson Jr. once again on the Kate Middleton issue. So I urge people to check that out on our channel. As always, I appreciate any help we can get over at gogetfunding.com. We have two of them, where you have one for our 50-minute city film and our overall reporting. And thank you to those, by the way, who've helped support us in this. You guys are absolutely amazing lifesavers. We could not do it without you. There is no doubt about that. I don't know what I would have done the last couple months if it weren't for you guys. We also have our WAM legal defense, because we're dealing with legal issues, of course, because, well, it's me. So, but I really appreciate those who've helped support us. You guys are absolute heroes, and you guys have made all the difference in the world over the last while. It just makes me very proud that we have so many amazing viewers. So check that out. We have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address. And we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. Another, in my opinion, solution to get around this mayhem and this insanity. We have a Teespring store with merchandise. And as always, you can find us on you can find us on there as well. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's start with the good ones. You can find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. You can find us on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson, and on the Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify, of course, where we are banned. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, live freely, live by example. That's what this is all about. This is our solution. This is our long-term solution. We have a bumpy road ahead. It's slow. It's not convenient, but it's not supposed to be. Tyranny comes under the guise of convenience, and this is our opportunity to do something about it. So check those links below. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.